Exodus chapter 3 and verses 7 and verse 8. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down. Everybody said, I am come down. Those are comforting words right there. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Praise God. Just felt this on my heart this week, and I pray that it touches somebody's life. If it doesn't touch you tonight, just hang on. It'll touch you some other time. Praise God. I want to just minister for a little bit. And if you want to put a title on this, I just want to focus on those five words, or four words rather. I am come down. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, he has come down. He has come down. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for the presence of God. Ask you to anoint your word. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated tonight. Praise God. When we look at Scripture, we understand that it declares that we are not of this world. Amen? And we don't fit in this world. It's like putting a round peg into a square hole. We just don't fit here in this world. The Bible says that we are sojourners. We are just passing through. Amen. And because of this, we are often subject to afflictions. And the Lord said here, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Amen. And the same is true for you and I, the reality of life. And even more than that, the reality of living for God, there are afflictions that we must go through. I'm not going to leave us in our afflictions here tonight, so just hang on. But there are afflictions that we go through. But the mature saint of God, and that's what I want to focus on a little bit, the mature saint of God is going to make it through, because they understand the next part. Amen. And if you want to be mature in God and stand strong in the Lord, you cannot focus upon the afflictions that come your way. You have to focus upon the Lord. Amen. Amen. He said, I am come down. Praise God. And not just come down, he came down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up. So he said, I came down to bring you up out of that land unto a good land and a large and a land flowing with milk and honey. Praise God. So he came down to bring us up. And we cannot focus our attention upon our afflictions, but we must focus our attention upon the one who has come to help us. Praise God. Psalm chapter 34, verses 19 and 20. Very familiar scripture. And it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And so what I'm talking about tonight, what we're ministering on, is the fact that there are afflictions that come. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. They come from many different areas, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. And then it says, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. And so we can see tonight, when we talk about the afflictions of the righteous and how the Lord delivers them, right beside it is a messianic scripture. A scripture that when you look at it, it seems to be out of place, and it just seems to be stuck in there all by itself. But I want to just tell you tonight that it's not out of place. It fits in there perfectly because the man, Jesus Christ, suffered the ultimate sacrifice in going to the cross, and that was a prophecy that they would break none of his bones and while he was there on the cross. And so the center words here that we can see is the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Few of them, but them all. And how do we know this? Amen. Psalm chapter 37 and verse 25. Praise God. Somebody want to read for me tonight? Psalm chapter 37 and verse 25. Hunter, read that for us.
I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen righteous forsaken nor a city begging bread.
Well, praise God. We ought to rejoice about that. Yes. Because tonight we have a beautiful heritage of victory. A beautiful heritage of victory that spans the entire pages of the Word of God. And from the very beginning to the very ending of the Word of God, the Bible that we have tonight, God's people have rejoiced in victory. And the victory has always been where it seems like it was insurmountable odds. Praise God. And so it becomes our heritage. Somebody said heritage. That's what we relate to. We're not thrown off by the afflictions. We're not thrown off. We don't question and say why. But what we do is we say he has come down to help us. Amen. He has come down to lift us up. And it's our heritage and the very thing that we have placed our unmovable hope upon. Praise God. God's going to help us. God will help you in your situation. And in fact, it's a promise that we have that in the good times and the bad times, there's always going to be a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. To let us know that he is near and that we don't need to worry about anything. I believe tonight that God can do anything. Anybody else believe with me tonight? God can do anything. Amen. And he has promised that he will help his children. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 through 11. Read that for me when you get there, Brother Reed. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 11.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Praise God. Well, how can we let our light shine unless we have afflictions? And this is really what Paul was saying to the Corinthian church. He said, we are always bearing about in the body, in your physical body, the dying of the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's only one way to have a resurrection, and that is for there to be a death. Amen. And so as we walk with God and the afflictions and the trials and tribulations come our way, we are literally showing out the dying of the Lord Jesus if we understand what's happening and we stand strong for God. I want to stand strong for God. And I want to warn us here tonight that we are facing times of persecution here in America. Amen. And that we are going to see a time of trouble that comes upon our land. Amen. If you add it all up, there is no other way to look at it. If you just look at it from one standpoint, there's actually many more. But if you take the situation of abortion and how that in 1970, I just read this yesterday, that in 1970, when they legalized abortion on demand in New York City, that they shouted and they rejoiced when it was passed. And if that wasn't enough, just recently, within the last year or two, the governor of Virginia, I believe it was, they passed a law that said you can have your child and you can have 2 or 3 days to decide if you want it, and if you don't want it, they're going to kill that born child. Amen. And when they passed it, they rejoiced and they shouted for joy. Praise God. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
We're going to make it through here tonight. Just hang on. He's going to come down and help us.
Amen.
And folks, I'm telling you, when a nation turns away from God, and as it was in Israel, that when they began to sacrifice their children in the fire, and they destroyed their children, God said, that's enough. And judgment came. And whether we realize it or not, there is a judgment that is coming upon America. And only the Lord knows the magnitude of that judgment that is coming upon our country. But can I say that the judgment is coming upon our world as well? Amen. Because abortion and the changing of marriage, the sanctity of marriage, and all of the foundations that make a society great are being assaulted. So don't be surprised when that sort of persecution and resistance comes to you personally.
Amen.
Amen. We're seeing a time where we started out with the right to say what we want to say, but now they are beginning to define speech that if it's a lie, it's not covered by the Second Amendment of our Constitution. And I'm telling you, there is going to be pressure placed upon the ministry. There is going to be pressure placed upon you on your job. There is going to be pressure that is placed upon us on every hand to conform to this new way. But I'm here to tell you, He said, I am come down. Praise God.
Amen.
I am come down. And Egypt was strong. America is strong in some ways. But I'm telling you what, when God says that's enough, that's enough.
Amen.
Praise God. Spiritual maturity is seen when we get a revelation of this truth and we live it out. Amen. Like the Jamaican brother that came to the Boston church and gave his life to God and got filled with the Holy Ghost. He was driving down the road and his tire went flat. And that's not a good place for your tire to go flat in the middle of the city of Boston. And pastor said, what did you do? He said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that was the end of the matter. He just praised God for his flat tire and got it fixed and moved on. A spiritually mature individual is somebody that gets a hold of a revelation of truth. The truth that I'm talking about tonight, that he has come down. Praise God. He has come down for the purpose of salvation, but he has come down for the purpose of blessing, amen, and covering us with his grace. And I'm telling you tonight, church, that when he covers you with his grace, there's nothing that can get through that covering. Praise God. And we've got to get a revelation of the truth that the Lord is in control. Pastor Wirth is not in control. You're not in control. Amen. Our elders are not in control. There's only one that's in control, and that's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. With trouble on every hand, you can make it out as an individual. Amen. Because he came down for that purpose. Praise God. The wise man David said, I've never seen his children forsaken, and I've never seen his seed begging for bread. Praise God. God's going to take care of you. I want to say that again. God's going to take care of you. Amen. Because he has come down to lift you up. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, he makes a way for the sinner. And to me, this is a profound truth that we often miss as we walk with the Lord. Acts 10 and verses 1 through 6. Are you there, Hunter? Read for me tonight.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do.
Praise God. Well, how many here tonight's ever seen an angel? Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to know this man that was not even saved and filled with the Holy Ghost had an angelic visitation in his life. Amen. I am come down, the Lord said, and he came down to the sinner Cornelius. How much more does the Lord want to bless his children? I believe he does. But sometimes, and I'm not saying that we're doing this now, but there are times of trouble that come in your life, times of tribulation and trouble in which we get our eyes upon our troubles instead of getting our eyes upon the answer for our troubles. Praise God. And he came down to this man, Cornelius, and worked out the whole situation of salvation. Praise God. And when I look at this, I can see that there are many places where the Lord came to unsaved people. Zacchaeus, who was up in the tree, I could talk about that. The woman at the well, you talk about somebody that was far away from God. This lady was far away from God. But the Lord did not send an angel. He came down himself, and he robed himself in flesh. And he went to a well where when the wind blew, the dust was everywhere. Amen. And I tell you, I saw a well when I was in Israel, and it was out in the middle of nowhere, and it was ancient rocks, and it made a circle around this well, and people still use that today for water. Just imagine the great God that created everything robed himself in flesh and came down and went to an old well because there was a woman who had been married five times and was now living with a man that was not her husband. You would think that the Lord would not go to somebody like that. And folks, we can never get to the place where we measure people. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. Where we measure people and we say, well, they're so far away from God, I'm not interested in ministering to them. I really don't care about them. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Lord cares about them. He cares about everybody, no matter where they're coming from. Amen. And a great revival. Think about this. The entire city of Samaria was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Because of a woman who had been married five times and was now living with a man that was not her husband. Amen. Just consider the 12 disciples. Yes, they were Jewish, and yes, they followed the law of the Jews, but there was something that was missing in their life, something great that was missing in their life. Amen. And it was the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He came down. He robed himself in flesh, and he came down to this world and went to Matthew the tax collector, or Matthew the publican. And it was so profound to these men. It was so awesome, the truth and the revelation that they received about the Lord coming down. I know it's simple to some of us here tonight, but it is so very profound. They got a hold of that revelation. And when Matthew wrote the book of Matthew, whenever he spoke or wrote, rather, his own name, he always wrote Matthew the publican. He was always reminded of why he was where he was. Amen. We need to be reminded of why we are where we're at tonight. Praise God. I'm not here because I chose to come tonight. Yes, that's part of it. But I'm here tonight because God came down, robed himself in flesh. Amen. Put his spirit in somebody, and they came and knocked on your door. They came and taught you a Bible study. When you were far from God, you can say amen with me tonight. Amen. That's the way it was with me. Amen. And we serve a God tonight who desires to come down and help his people. Yes. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, Jesus is speaking about the love of God. If you then, being evil, there it is, we're evil. As the prophet of old said, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. There's nobody that's perfect tonight. Nobody perfect in this house. Nobody perfect in this world. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Even the evil know how to bless their children. They love their children. They love their grandchildren. They love their great-grandchildren. Just look at a picture of someone that's taken a picture of their children and their grandchildren. They've got a look on their face of joy. Amen. It's hard to describe. But I believe tonight that our Heavenly Father, he said, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Praise God. And so who is going to receive the Holy Ghost? People that don't have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It is the love of God. It is the grace of God that reaches out to the sinner, no matter how far they are away. But I want to just preach to us and to the sinner tonight, to everybody, that he has come for each and every one of us. He's come for these young people on the front up here. He's come for mom and dad. He's come for everybody. Everybody that's looking on Facebook tonight, and we have those that are faithful watching on Facebook. We wish they were here in the house of God. But I'm telling you tonight, he wants to give the Holy Ghost to those that ask him. He's not going to withhold his spirit from anybody that will ask him. That's exciting. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11, and it's very similar. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? In other words, he came down to give us good things.
Amen.
He came down to give us the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to say praise God for that.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. He came down to give us the Holy Ghost. And we need the Holy Ghost every day. We need the Holy Ghost throughout the course of every day. Praise God. But there is more to it. There is a relationship, a father to son, a father to daughter relationship. And if you've had trouble in your past with father or mother, amen, don't equate that with your relationship to your heavenly Father tonight. Because your heavenly Father is so much different than any earthly father or mother could ever be. Praise God. And he gets excitement. Amen. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Amen. And he has come down to help us. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." There's a message right there in its own self. "Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Praise God. In other words, I am come down. Praise God. I've stood up on my throne. The sin of this world needed to be judged, and he came and judged it on the cross of Calvary. We serve an awesome God tonight. I am come down, and he will use a stone and a sling. He will send hornets against the enemy. He will open the earth and swallow those that are the adversaries. He will use angels to open prison doors. Amen. He'll put a coin in a fish's mouth. Praise God, so you can pay your taxes. I think what we need to do right now is to go fishing.
Amen.
Amen. He'll take a few fish and a little bit of bread to feed those that are hungry. Amen. He'll take a barrel of meal, just a handful of meal, and he'll make it enough to supply the need for a woman, a widow woman, who was not regarded by anything. He will use a rod to stretch out over water, to divide it, praise God, not just once, but we see that it was three times in the scripture that the water of Jordan rolled back. Amen. And then the final act or the most beautiful act that he has done, he took a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and saved them from the death angel that came through that night. Praise God. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom," or to give you the kingdom. And that word "good" and that word "pleasure," both of them are the exact same word. You look it up, and it means to think well of. Praise God. Don't ever get the idea that God's a big, bad, mean God, and he's carrying a big stick, and he's going to knock your head off the first time you make a mistake or the first time you stumble. That's not the God that I serve tonight. Amen. That's not the God that is here tonight. He came down not to destroy men's lives, but he came to save men. But we get a different viewpoint sometimes, like the disciples did when they said, "Lord, call down fire from heaven and consume them." And they were probably thinking about Elisha in the Old Testament. Amen. Probably thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah. But he said, "You don't know what spirit you're of." Amen. You don't know what spirit you're of. The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives. We ought to thank God for that. Because we were all fitted for destruction, but it was the mercy and the grace of God, the coming down of the Lord to terra firma earth, that we are even in the kingdom of God tonight. Praise God. Praise God. We ought to be in the back of the church beating our breast and saying, "Oh God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I'm not worthy to be here tonight, but I'm so thankful that I'm here tonight. I'm so thankful that his thoughts were toward me." Praise God. And we all ought to have that revelation tonight that God is for you and God wants to help you. Praise God.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 through verse 33, for whom he did foreknow, so he knew us ahead of time. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he glorified. I'm going to go over this, but let's read on just a little bit. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nothing can be. It can try to be against us, but it will not succeed because we have the Lord on our side.
Amen.
He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everybody said freely. He's going to freely give us all things. I think sometimes we really don't believe that. I think there are times that we just accept some things, bondages, or whatever you want to say tonight, whatever is hindering you in your walk with God. I want you to know that it is God's desire, amen, to freely give us all things. He has freely given us the Holy Ghost. Thank God for that. He has freely washed away our sins. All we had to do was repent. And when we were baptized in Jesus' name, all of those sins were freely washed away. He took them upon himself. Praise God. And when we prayed, God freely filled us with the Holy Ghost. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with the plan of salvation and the gospel. Those are the principles of the doctrine of Christ. We are now to build a house upon that foundation. Praise God. And I believe tonight that God gives us the materials that we need to build a beautiful house. Freely gives us all things. While we're building our house, amen, God blesses along the way. Has God blessed you? God blessed anybody? I'll tell you what, it's the grace of God and the love of God. So if you examine those scriptures that we just read, he foreknew us. He knew us. He knew our name before we were born. That's awesome. He planned out our steps to make us just like him, to conform to his image. And he called us, the scripture says. He called us like he did Adam. And I preached on that recently, where the Lord walked through the garden and he hollered out, Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? Amen. Somewhere in the realm of the Spirit, when you and I were far, far away from God, there was a God going across the fields and through the cities and towns, calling out your name. Where are you? You need to be here with me. I desire for you to be here with me. Not only did he call us, the calling is not salvation, but here is salvation. He justified us. And that word justified there means to make innocent. Amen. God justified his people, those that were called and responded to the call and came to the altar and were baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. He justified them just as if I'd never sinned. Amen. That is powerful right there. Don't let the devil come along and bring up your past over and over again. You need to just stand up and just rebuke him in Jesus' name. Amen. And God will give you a revelation that the devil is not as strong as he puts on, and that he is a liar, and he is a father of lies. I'm not going to listen to a liar. I'm going to listen to the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Not only did he justify us, he glorified us. And that word there, glorified, means to render glorious or honored. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but that just about blows my mind to think that this old rotten bag of flesh, filled with sin and shame, that the Lord would come down and get us to a place where he would honor us. Where he would say, this is my son, this is my daughter. I want to bless you, I want to honor you. And why would God glorify his people? It is so that we can be a light that shines in the darkness. That we will be a peculiar people, a one of a kind. A one of a kind on the job. Amen. A one of a kind in your neighborhood. Wherever you are, you stand out as being blessed. Praise God. Well, praise God. I am come down. That's what he came down for. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Just that fact right there, that God loved us. And he bestowed that love upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. You can look to your left or to your right tonight, and if you're born again, you are a son or a daughter of God tonight. Amen. Called a son of God. What manner of love he has bestowed upon us. Amen. He took us from the miry clay. He took us out of the pit of sin and washed us and cleansed us and then said, this is my son. This is my daughter. Praise God. Somebody needs to lift up your head tonight. Amen. And thank God and get a revelation. Amen. It's not the will of God that you backslide. It's not the will of God that you grow cold. It's not the will of God that we become bitter because of our afflictions that come in this life. Come on, somebody, help the pastor just a little bit here. But it's the will of God. It's the will of God that we have a revelation. Let's read on. Therefore, that means because of this fact, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Don't get the idea that you're not going to have to face some tribulation and troubles. Amen. Amen. The world does not know us. And as I've already said, we are headed for a time of trouble. Amen. The Lord has revealed that to us, that there will be a time of trouble. But he goes on and says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise God. Amen, Pastor. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, folks, we are so blessed. Amen. We are so blessed. The truth is the truth, whether the pastor's jumping up and down or whether we're just going over the scriptures. It is so powerful. And it says here, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. What does that mean? That means that when something comes along, Scripture calls it in one place a root of bitterness. There are many things, persecutions, tribulations, trials, circumstances that come along. Amen. Every man that has this hope, what hope? I am come down. Praise God. God is here. God is with me. I may not be able to see him right now. I may not understand where I'm at right now, but just rest assured, saint of God, that he is with you. Praise God. Amen. He's right there beside you, and if you'll just be patient, He will work it all out in His time. Amen. Praise God. I just need to tell somebody tonight not to be in despair, because the Lord has made a way of escape. Praise God. He wants us to get used to winning, as we've heard before. Amen. We need to get used to victory. We need to be a people that is not really surprised when we have victory. Praise God. I remember when I was in grade school, I was on the basketball team, and I'm sure you could imagine me being on a basketball team. Amen. My arms were about the size of garden hoses, and I was 6 foot plus tall and didn't know how to play basketball, but we had some good guys on the basketball team, and we would win just about every time we would go out. We were so used to running at our recess in grade school. We had a big field, and we would just run around the field. We would just run and run and run. We were so good at running, we could go up and down the steps in the gymnasium and not get tired. And we would just outrun the opposition. We weren't really that good, but we could just wear them out. Amen. And we got used to winning. Praise God. It was the same way in baseball. When I was in grade school again, my brother and I were on a baseball team. It was called the Pee Wee League. We were on the Pee Wee League. But we won just about every game that we played. You know, it feels good when you get together as a team. Amen, Brother Deontay. We're going to win this one. And then you actually go and win it. Praise God. Praise God. After a while, there's an attitude that goes along with that. Amen. And spiritually speaking, it's an attitude that says, God is for me. Praise God. I'm not sure I'm getting through here tonight, but I'm giving you what I feel like the Lord gave me. God is for us. I've said it many times, but don't be discouraged in your present circumstance. Don't be discouraged in your present situation. Amen. Because He said Himself, I am come down. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Praise God. What a powerful truth. What a powerful understanding of the Word of God. It's a revelation. It's a revelation that you've got to get a hold of if you're going to make it for the long term.
Amen.
Amen. Some start, and it's not very long, and they quit. They just didn't have a revelation. There are some that start, and after a few years, they drop off. They just really never got a revelation. But my friend, tonight, God is for us. God is so powerful. God loves us so very, very much, amen, that we should not be afraid, even though we are afraid. Paul said, we are perplexed, but we are not perplexed. We are troubled on every side. You're going to face trouble, but not get distressed over it. We are perplexed, confused, but not in despair. Despair is utter hopelessness. We are persecuted, meaning that we are rejected by people, but we are not forsaken. That's a revelation that we need to have. Cast down. Paul was stoned to death at one point, beaten with rods. He was cast down, but not destroyed. He got back up out of the pile of rocks. Amen. Climbing out of a pile of rocks. And what did he do? He didn't go and feel sorry for himself. I'll tell you what he did. He got back up and started preaching again.
That's right.
You can get up out of the pile of your rocks, and you can do the will of God in your life. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that His life may be made manifest in our body or in our life. Praise God. Amen. So we face things. We face afflictions in this life. But he said, I am come down. Praise God. Can we give him a hand clap of praise tonight?